This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
I just have always preferred the white. I wish I could have more white things. The color white to me just always works.
Could you mix in a black?
I'm asking where the white power rankings go.
Oh, yeah. They signed that brown guy, and then I went right past
okay,
that.
Okay, we apologize.
A white supremacist game.
It's time for the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080. The Fan.
That's what the color guy was saying.
Ooh-wee.
My mom is adorably racist. Some of those things. It's just.
It's not good
it's
for
not
you.
Good.
It's not a good
not,
look for
it's
you.
Not, it's not good. This is why I'm not going to be the face of Adidas Golf right here.
No, you're not.
I feel like Adidas is going to have me at that casting call and be like, this is the face of Adidas Golf. And then someone's going to play him. Like, someone's going to undermine me and play him those clips. And next thing you know, I'm no longer. Now I'm the face of Pinnacle Golf. I feel like Pinnacle would have me. By the way, I found, I believe, an answer to our Lloyd Center space. So I found one that I believe this is being sublet. So we can get 1,260 square feet of space. Partially renovated. Possibly as a drinking establishment, it says. It says there's so the partial build out, but they are not like you have to pay for your own renovations. It does have central heat and air in it. It does come with a security front to it as well. So you get the little metal gate that pulls down.
Okay.
And it's required. You have to rent it for an entire year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's 15 square feet, $15 a square foot over the course of the year. So if you do a little math on that, it's going to run you about $1,500 a month. To rent 1,260 square feet at
oh my god!
Lloyd
But you said it's like a bar.
It just says that it's partially built out as a possible drinking establishment. So my guess is there was probably some sort of restaurant bar that was there before, and it's now gone vacant. So
is that maybe in the food court area though?
It's possible. I don't know, but it's 1,200 square feet. That's a decent-sized space.
It's bigger than my house.
Yeah, it says partially built out as a drinking establishment.
It's way cheaper than my house. Maybe I'm going to live in the Lloyd Center.
But it does say space in need of renovation, so...
All you know, right.
And it does not include your utilities or any of the building services.
Okay.
So, although you could just leave it.
Building and, services? Like what?
Well, like, they're not going to pay for like
well,
any
I
renovations.
Know. I'm just saying, like, what do they have, a concierge? I don't think so.
I like the idea of moving into this place and doing no renovations and just putting up like a like a like one sign, like you're just, I'm going to sell chips out of it and then just live there. And they're like, sir, you can't live here. I'm like, I'm not. I'm selling.
I'm working.
I'm working.
That's right.
I'm
retail.
I'm selling potato chips for 1,200 square feet in the heart of the city.
I tell you what.
You know. Tells me what I'm close to. I mean, it's all the metro lines and.
Yeah, you're right there.
Yeah.
Right there in the heart of it.
Yeah.
Dodging a few bullets from time to time, but
yeah.
Be fine.
I, you know.
Probably.
Hey, that's a nice big space.
God. What if I had told you, like, go back 20 years. 25 years. Let's go back to 2000.
Yeah.
What if I told you spaces at the Lloyd Center Mall were going to be going for $1,500 a month?
Someone said, a lot of people, cheaper than my rent. Yeah. I would not have believed.
Seriously.
The Lloyd Center was...
It was popping.
It was popping. It was the place to be.
Wasn't it like, when they built it, wasn't it like the biggest mall in the...
I don't know, but it was popular. I remember going, like, when I was a kid and we would go over to Lloyd Center, we would, like, our mom would drop us off at the movie theater, and not the crappy one, like the Lloyd Cinema across the street from the Lloyd Center, the big one. And we would go over there and we'd see a matinee, and then we would wander over to the mall and we would, like, just cruise the mall, and then our mom would, like, pick us up at night, and that was, like, one of the coolest. You could have convinced, like, 12-year-old me that was, like, life never got any better. Heading to the mall with $20 in my pocket and a ticket to go see, like, Rambo 2. It's like, oh my God, my day is set. And
yeah.
you could only see the premiere. Like, if you went when Terminator 2 came out, you didn't want to see it anywhere other than at Lloyd Center. Like, that was where you saw it.
So it opened in 1960, 100 stores, and at the time it was the largest shopping center in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah.
Claimed to be the largest in the country, but that is not verified.
Hmm. It does say in the listing that you can be part of a historic renovation and redoing the, like, they lean heavily on the seize the opportunity to restore a piece of Portland history. One of those.
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying
it. Well, I mean,
no anchor tenants.
Hey,
oh, for four. All four are vacant.
Yeah, but it says it's got great bones.
Does it even have great bones?
It does say it.
Does it?
It says it definitely needs some love.
Exactly.
But, you know. Hey, man. It's got a bathroom in there. Storage space. What are you talking about? I'd say we jump on this.
So here's my celebrity death pool long shot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this might sound wild at first.
Yeah.
But based on what's coming out about his shows recently.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not going well for this cat.
Talk to me.
I'm talking about Justin Timberlake, guys.
Really?
What?
JT?
Well, you know the whole thing with his...
Well, he was drinking, and then, like, and when I see in the photos, he's got the bloodshot eyes, and...
I think he's kind of a mess right now.
Yeah? But JT?
Well, I know that. I told you it was a long shot.
Huh.
He's young.
Yeah.
But, you know, Carter's dead.
That's true. But it's a long way. Aaron Carter was doing male porn.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Does JT have Britney guilt that he's carrying?
Dude, he's not in a good way. They're saying, so his shows are...
Yeah, it's not going
They're
so
being right. laughed. They're widely panned. The people are laughing. Like, people are pissed off. He's on a tour. He's on, a world tour.
Yeah, it's not going well.
No, people are saying it's lackluster at best.
Yeah.
He doesn't really dance. He doesn't do any of the NSYNC dance moves and crap.
He's not bye-bye-bying.
He's not even singing. They say he's hardly singing. He just puts the microphone out for the people to sing.
Oh, boy.
So he's just mailing it in, collecting the check. And,
I think he's wasted, dude.
That's possible.
I think he's wasted.
Oh, yeah, dude. I'm looking at some of these photos and some of the people that are, like, what people are posting. It's not good. It's not good. Wow. I guess I hadn't thought much about old Justin Timberlake, but yeah, he could be in the midst of a spiral. I mean, look, a young celebrity spiraling and then dying of a drug overdose, like, that's, you know, that's never happened before. Like, oh my gosh. Huh. Interesting. And I bet you get great odds in the celebrity death pool.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, he's a long shot.
Yeah, I'm getting big time plus money on him.
Yeah. That's sad. I always liked Justin Timberlake. He seemed like a cool dude.
Well, he probably is a cool dude.
Yeah, he's just, you know. I mean, who knows? I don't know what it's like to be Justin Timberlake. I'm guessing there's a lot of pressure. And he's married to the married to Jessica Biel, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just goes to show you, man. Dude, that guy is like one of the most talented people on the planet. He probably has more money than he can spend. He was adored by everyone. He's got a smoking hot wife, and yet he's like depressed and mopey and probably battling like 9 different addictions. The Biebs is a good one too. Have you seen Bieber?
Yeah, but see, his odds are going to be...
Yeah, he's crashing out.
People have been betting on him for...
Yeah.
But he just dropped new music amid this crash out.
Yeah, he's in a bad spot, though, dude. That guy's like...
Yeah, he is.
That dude is...
Well, I think he even admits it, doesn't he?
I don't know.
Well, he was probably abused by Diddy, and all that's coming out.
He was.
Yeah.
Well, not just Diddy, all Diddy's bros.
Yeah, the whole operation.
Dude, he was... Yeah. Boy, if you got the... I tell you what, you want a real, true Hollywood story, if you got the real... Hollywood story about Justin Bieber.
That's bad.
You might have the most. What would be the word?
You'll just cry. It'll be sad and just. You will feel so bad for that young man. He probably did.
It's just like the wildest Hollywood story there is.
See, he's the one that I would put in the boat of Timberlake. Like, I don't know. Maybe his odds, you would say, are much shorter, not as much of a long shot, but considering all the crap he's been through recently and been in the news,
well,
like,
that's what
I can see that
he's
one.
Probably minus money. Everybody's betting on Bieber.
Yeah.
Timberlake's off the radar right now.
Yeah,
I'm buying
that.
Low.
Yeah. Well, and here's the other one too. You know, for all the Me Too stuff that went on, I don't want to know what it's like to be like a young I watched the Britney Spears. Was it Being Britney Spears? Freeing Britney Spears?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It was like a Hulu documentary.
No, this was a while ago. Back when they were trying to free Britney.
I'll tell you what we don't need is another Britney Spears documentary.
It was the whole conservatorship thing.
Yeah. And I didn't realize how bad it got.
Yeah.
Dude, she was like 14, 15 when she came on the scene. She was sexualized. So
grown adults comfortably asking her sexual questions on talk shows as if they were appropriate.
I don't want to think about what happened to any of the young female stars as they were coming up, the Harvey Weinstein thing. But the one that no one talks about is, and when you like read articles and stuff, they say that being a male young celebrity is actually worse because it's more behind the scenes. Like the Epstein crap was, and Weinstein were kind of out in public. But the male ones, there's the connotation of no one talks about it because it's you're a male, and you know, like no young man wants to admit that something terrible happened to him. It's like this macho sort of thing, and that they were saying in order to like be like a child star, it was kind of like the rite of passage. And Timberlake was, I don't know, you know, Timberlake was like a child star. He was on like, what is that, Kids Incorporated, the Mickey Mouse Club. Like all those guys.
Yeah, he was on Mickey Mouse Club, I think, with Britney. Yeah.
Corey and all the... Both Coreys did this. And by the way, one of the Coreys is dead. I forget. Is it Corey Haim?
Haim.
Yeah, he is dead. Look. So for all of the you know, the stuff we talk about, what it's horrible to be a girl coming up in Hollywood, I don't think it's much better to be a young kid. And I think Bieber was plucked by like Usher when he was like 12. He was just some Canadian kid on YouTube with some Bama Bangs. And all of a sudden, they're flown down to Atlanta... And he was probably passed around, you know. It's horrid, and a lot of times the parents, like, they sanction it. The parents are like, "Yep, all right, sign up for the fame and fortune package."
You know why? This is another reason why. What's his nuts? Seacrest is smart.
Yeah,
he flipped the script on that
because
he just filleted the right people
because he was abused by.
No, he wasn't abused.
Well,
he
went along with it.
He was.
Yeah.
See what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They abuse you, or you're smart enough to be Ryan Seacrest and you just turn gay for a little while.
Yeah.
Find the right people, and it's over before you know it, and you're worth hundreds of millions.
At least he was of age. Dude, some of those kids, like, look at young Justin Bieber. Like, he just looked like the most innocent
those
little
videos
kid.
With Diddy where they're talking about, like, having a weekend together where there's no adults around. It's beyond creepy.
Yeah.
All right. Rumor has it a big-time band is inking a Sphere residency. We'll get to that and more music news next on 105.1 The Fan. So I was mentioning that there's a band who's in discussions to play at the Sphere. Or do a residency at the Sphere in Vegas.
Come on, Nickelback. Goo Goo Dolls.
Creed.
Hey, Creed's making a comeback.
I know.
So is Nickelback, by the way.
Yeah, both. Like, they got hated on so much, and now, like anything else, the hipsters have circled back around. The
Oasis.
They're done hating. I saw a clip from, I don't get Oasis, I just never understood the hype, but I saw a clip of them at Wembley. Dude, that place.
Their concerts are nuts.
That place going freaking bananas.
Well, it's a big deal that they're back out there.
Yeah, I mean.
People love them.
They were never that big here in the States.
No, they were big over there, though.
But man. Yeah, they had that whole place. I mean, it was insane. It was like freaking Live Aid over there with Queen.
So far at Sphere, we have had Fish play residency. You had U2 was the first one.
Yeah.
You had Dead & Company, and then the Eagles. I don't know if they're still there, but they were.
I'd like to see that, but those tickets are really expensive.
For the Eagles?
I just think for any of the Sphere shows, like, I know some people have done one-off shows, and because it's not that big. They're just it's a pretty penny.
Well, I think the one-off shows probably be more expensive, wouldn't they? Because I looked into U2 was there when we were there staying at the Wynn, and we were like, let's see what tickets. And they weren't, we didn't go, but they weren't, I mean, they were hundreds of dollars, but not as astronomical as I thought.
It wasn't like going to a Super Bowl.
Right. Right. Whereas if U2 played just one show at Sphere, my God, they could charge.
Well, I remember, I mean, it's been a while since I've been down there, and it wasn't at the Sphere, but like, I wanted to go see, Garth Brooks was doing a residency down there, and not at Sphere, but I forget where he was playing. And I was like, oh, Garth Brooks, but dude, it was like $600 to go to Garth Brooks. And I was like, I want to go see Garth Brooks, not. And by the way, that wasn't for like a front row seat. It was just like a seat, and it's a smaller theater, but my God, some of those tickets are spendy.
Well, there's a rumor that Metallica may have a Las Vegas Sphere residency in the works.
Do we know anyone that likes Metallica?
Nah.
I know someone. Big insurrectionist sports radio bro.
If you were going to get me to go to, because I'm kind of over Vegas. It's not
a lot of people. You know, Vegas is
really struggling right now.
Yeah, it's struggling. Although I talked to my guy at the Wynn, and he was saying it's more the lower level, like the high end stuff is still popping. Because people, I mean, the rich are getting richer.
Yeah.
Right? So that, like, that's not, it's more like the, just the everyday burrito or the, you know, you get a drink on the strip and it costs you $20.
And that's what bothers me about Las Vegas is I understand when I go to Vegas, I am going to pay Vegas pricey. I totally get it. And if I'm staying at a nice hotel, if I'm staying at the Wynn or I'm staying at the Cosmo or whatever, I understand. I go to a drink and you're going to get me. Everything in Las Vegas is just a red hot poker in your keister. They gouge you at every single turn. And eventually you just, like, after a while, you just are like, it's exhausting. It just, even if you can afford it. It's just not. It's not fun. I just think I'm kind of over it. I don't remember. It's been. We went right as the pandemic ended. So was that 5 years ago? We went, and I think that was the last time I was in Vegas. There's just other places that I would rather go.
Well, they're having a bad summer. They said that visitor count has dropped 11% in June.
Oof.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's just Vegas.
Yeah.
Convention traffic is down.
Yeah, again, I do think a lot of people have kind of reached a tipping point with Vegas. By the way, the Backstreet Boys are playing there right now.
Where? At the Sphere?
At the Sphere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see what...
What do those tickets go for?
That's what I'm looking right now. I'm going to go on Ticketmaster and see what I can swing. Because the Backstreet Boys also making a big comeback.
Oh, the YouTube says that Danny went to Backstreet Boys. Maybe when he was at Summer League?
Oh, it must have been.
I can't see him at a Backstreet Boys show.
Oh, so okay. So here's my thing. So back of the Sphere, right? This is 400.
Okay, no. So what I've been told about the Sphere is... It really matters where you sit.
Mm-hmm.
because of the way it, you know, because obviously
so all the visuals.
Yeah, all the visuals. And I think there are some higher up sections that are actually more expensive because they're better. It's a better all encompassing view of what they're doing.
Okay, so I'm not on the secondary market. This is Ticketmaster. So these are the tickets, and it is not. The closer you sit, the more expensive it is, at least on this. Maybe the resale. So the get in price for the worst seat in the corner, $400, back of the wall, with fees, I'm looking at close to $500.
For Backstreet Boys?
For Backstreet Boys.
Damn.
$464 and then whatever service fees. Now, if I want something in the...
Go to the floor.
Go to the floor.
Because the floor, that's the one where all the fish people were...
Okay.
Or the dead and Coke. Oh, they were all...
There you go. And that's actually the cheapest.
Cheaper. That's right.
The cheapest.
Because you don't... Because remember, did you see the photos of all the Dead and Company fans?
No.
And they were laying on the ground because they were all so wasted. And yeah. You're looking up at all the, you know, the what do you call it?
The video the screens.
Video board. Yeah. You know, the whole thing that they do.
The inside of the sphere.
So the floor is hard.
You're right.
From what I understand, the floor, it is harder to see everything than it is like the 300 section.
It's funny. So you're right. So... The floor is actually the cheapest, so it's standing room only. There's no seat.
Yeah, because you got to look up and around, and you won't see the band. You're just looking at.
So I told you. Well, here's another weird one. So the back row, 400 level, on the edge was 500 to get in. I can sit in the 100 level, on the same the far one, and it's actually cheaper. I wonder if you're up front
because you can't see behind you,
and you probably can't see anything. You're in the far corner. The standing room only. No fees, so $369, so then you probably $30, so $400. It's actually cheaper, that's the cheapest seat.
Yeah.
$369 and then whatever the Ticketmaster fees are.
Go to middle 300 and see what those are, because I think, if I remember, I was told that's the best seat in the house.
That's the best seat in the house? Okay, so let's go middle 300. Oh, yeah.
How much?
That's $1,200.
Yeah. Yeah, because you see more there.
Yeah,
you're looking right at the band, but you can also see the surrounding boards.
So middle 200, we're looking at between 850 and 9, and the 300, you're looking anywhere depending on how far out, like to the side, anything from 800 to 1200. So yeah, that's look. And as much as I want to see the Backstreet Boys, boy, that's a nasty ticket, man.
That's a high price for a no longer popular band.
But they are.
Well, I guess...
That's about what U2 was going for when we were
And there. That's nuts to me, because at least they feel like they're more... Like, when they go and tour, it feels like they're a hotter, bigger ticket than the Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
but
for sure.
Yet,
the Eagles
those
are
prices?
There too. God. Let's see what the Eagles are going for.
So they're saying fall of 2026, possibly for Metallica.
Yeah.
At Sphere.
And that would be... Incredible. Yeah, the Eagles are even more expensive.
Now, would you go see your boys at Sphere?
Yes, 100%.
You'd have to see that?
You would get me to go to Vegas for that, 150%. Plus, one thing I appreciate about Metallica is, like, when you go see the Eagles or you go see the Backstreet Boys, for the most part, it's a concert. And I'm sure they'll do, you know, different stuff on the video boards. When Metallica puts on a tour, it is a production. I mean, they have if you go see a Metallica show in any arena, it's not like there's just like when you see the Foo Fighters, and I love the Foo Fighters. It's Green Day. It's a stage and the band, and then maybe a couple graphics up on a video board. You go see Metallica, that is a rock show that they spent millions of dollars building out that particular thing.
Doesn't U2 do that too?
U2 does it as well. So when you see something at the Sphere with U2 or Metallica. They are going to spend...
It's going to be dialed
they
in.
They are going to spend a year making sure that when you go there, you are getting your money's worth, as opposed to seeing, no offense, but the Backstreet Boys. By the way, that same seat for the Eagles, that prime seat, 300 level, dude, that's $2,000.
Whew.
$1,800 to $2,000 to see the Eagles
Can't
for the best
it.
Seat in the house.
Maybe if Glenn Frey were still around. But no.
No, not at $2,000.
All right, yes. This band's streams are surging. Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Well, there's one band whose streams are surging, Jace.
I got a good idea.
Who?
Oh, I guess, band. Well, I know Ozzy and Black Sabbath.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, well, anytime you croak.
Well, I think it was, I don't remember if it was Mama, I'm Coming Home or Crazy Train. One of the two, right after Ozzy died, the next week, I think, was number two or three on the charts. Yeah.
That's typical.
That's, yeah.
No, it has to do with Kiss Camp.
Oh, Coldplay, huh?
Coldplay.
Is that dude suing Coldplay, by the way? Because that's...
I don't know.
That's the story that keeps circulating the internet, but I'm always, you know...
I don't think he can.
I'm always hesitant to believe.
I think there's generally fine print that when you buy a ticket to an event that, like, you're essentially... Not waving some right, but like Coldplay didn't intentionally inflict any damage on him. He just got caught.
Boy, I tell you what, there is a story that says former Astronomer CEO Andy Byron is reportedly considering filing a lawsuit against Coldplay and event organizers after footage of himself and former colleague at the band show went viral.
How is the onus on Coldplay to know that he's cheating when we're there with his mistress?
It's like, I saw this on like Twitter, and so I was like, I don't trust anything on Twitter. So I just Googled it. But like Yahoo has this, and like Fox News had it, CNN. But they're all saying that there's rumors that he's suing. So, I mean,
they say he's considering it.
And also, how stupid. You getting a couple million bucks from Coldplay, how is that fixing this for you? You're just going to stay in the news longer.
Yeah, I don't know. But I guess they're saying he didn't consent to being who knows, you know.
But then wouldn't that go for any stadium cam anytime? I'd imagine that we've legally been down this road before, probably. Like, they can't, well, your the life, organizations your life, can't be on the hook
dude,
for that.
Your life just got torn asunder and you look like an ass clown and you're just grasping at straws. Yeah. But Coldplay, so when Ozzy died, and I love Ozzy, and so it's a little easier for me because... I was like, oh, I love these songs. But when Ozzy died, I went like on a week-long Ozzy kick. When the Billy Joel documentary came out, probably going to go on a week-long Billy kick. I have not listened to one single second of Coldplay since the Kiss Camp.
You didn't fire up Yellow to 11?
No.
Yeah, I'm reading through some experts who are saying, yeah, he could file that suit, but he ain't. is in court, that's rarely proven. Like, he could file a defamation case against the band.
Sure.
But he would have to prove that Chris Martin, who was the lead singer,
yeah,
knew or should have known yeah. that he was not cheating.
Yeah, defamation includes intent, I believe. So that's not
right. Happening. What a goober.
Well, and it's like, I need to like... I don't like Coldplay. I don't have anything against Coldplay.
I just like the music I like.
I just don't listen to them. So something like that would not get me to listen to Coldplay. But if it was a band that I had liked, like if that was Zac Brown Band and that happened, I think I could see where that would give me a bump of some Zac. Because sometimes you forget about an artist for a while and you just need something to remind you.
Take you back there.
Yeah, like, oh, God.
Like the Billy Joel doc.
Yes. The MJ musical got me on that.
Yeah.
I listened to Thriller like 6 times. I was like, oh, man, Thriller. Yeah, let's go.
According to data from Luminate, sourced by Billboard, the 7-time Grammy Award-winning group Coldplay, their on-demand audio streams went up by 25%.
Huh.
In the preceding 5 days before the Boston concert, they had 28.7 million streams, which shot up to 35.7 million in the 5 days after the scandal.
Wow.
That's so great.
Good little bump.
So good little bump.
If you're a band like Coldplay, just stage these things. Right? I mean, it's the best thing that happened to Coldplay in a long time.
Did you guys did see the Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Astronomer
yeah.
ad?
Yeah. So the guy that got caught was the CEO and one of the founders of that AI. Is like an AI company.
It's an AI company called Astronomer.
And so they put out an ad, kind of addressing it with Gwyneth Paltrow, but they didn't address anything. It's incredible. It's really really well done.
And I didn't know till that went viral that Gwyneth Paltrow used to be married to the lead singer of Coldplay.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's common knowledge or not. But
that's why they went and got
right.
her.
Right. It makes all the sense, and it makes it that much more brilliant. It was great.
I thoroughly.
Yeah, if you haven't seen that, you should look it up. Because I can't really describe it, how they did it.
So they basically make it like a press conference where Gwyneth Paltrow is going to answer your questions. And
put the questions up like, what? WTF?
Yeah, and then she's like, great question. And she explains what Astronomer does.
Yeah,
and
she ignores the public questions and basically gives the breakdown of here's what we are, here's what we do, here's how you can use our services. Very creative way of marketing.
It's one of the
I thought it was AI at first.
You know? Oh, yeah.
Like
yeah,
when it I first came out, I'm like, oh, I bet they. But she actually did it.
Yeah, it is one of the more clever uses of like a scandal or whatever. Like sometimes just leaning into it is, it's the only thing you can do. Like you can't hide from it. You're like, ah, dude, just lean into it and go. You know? It's like when Bud Light, you know, had their thing. Like anytime you grovel, it's never enough. And this is the thing, if you get caught in some sort of scandal or whatever, and you try to grovel at the feet of the mob, it's never enough. You can't, the mob won't care. You can't apologize enough for the mob coming for you. So you either have to just ignore it or you have to lean into it. There's just, because saying you're sorry or like, my bad, doesn't work. And I don't know what people want from people when they're that. They're so angry. Once someone admits, hey, dude, sorry, that was bad. It's like, you know, try to do better. Not good enough. And you can be like, well, what is it that you want? I don't know, but I'm mad. Like, the mob is never satisfied until you're just, like, erased.
All right, we wrap up the broadcast. Coming up next here on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Man, someone wants us to retire Red Ships of Spain. How do you feel about that?
That's a classic.
I know. They said with all the great changes the past 2 weeks, is it time to retire Red Ships? I'm like, no, I don't think it is. Yeah.
Can I make an admission? I don't know what that's from. It's a blind spot for me.
It is a old Saturday Night Live bit with Alec Baldwin playing Robert Goulet. Alec Baldwin and
I thought it was Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. That's they're playing the Goulet brothers, and they're doing a
Goulet.
Yeah, just Google SNL Red Ships of Spain. It's a really good.
And how long has that been your little outro hammer?
Years.
Why do we do that? I don't remember the origin of that. He got me thinking of the origin of why we play Walk of Life, and I can't remember that either.
Yeah, I don't know. Someone will remember. I used to joke around about Red Ships of Spain, and somehow we did it. And I mean, who knows?
It's your brother's fantasy team.
Yeah, he used to do that back in the day. He was the Red Ships of Spain. Because he used to mail it in, and so like he did the Red Ships of Spain. Maybe something with that. And I don't remember how Walk of Life came to be either.
You know what we need to do? We need to go down and talk to the guy who runs the archives.
Well, Mike in Richfield, former Mike in Richfield, will know. That guy has the best memory of any human being I've ever met. I'll bet you he remembers that.
Like, if you wanted to write a book about our show...
You wouldn't talk to us.
No.
No.
I'd be the worst. I don't know. No. Hey, how did you guys... I can't really remember.
They'd talk to you to add some color and just get a little bit of... here's what it was like for them.
But as far as historical context,
I got nothing.
The only thing I can remember, I remember how you and I came to be. I do remember that. And I remember the club. Although people dispute who came up with that. But those two things I do remember.
I remember those two, but... I mean, you wonder, too, it's like... Are we really remembering that correctly?
Yeah.
You know,
they say, I told you, I read a book about this. Your memory is the least reliable thing on earth. And especially the older you get, you don't remember what happened. You remember what you remember. It's how like the Brian Williams, that news anchor, believes that he got shot down in a helicopter.
Or people who have been accused of crimes and questioned over and over again start to believe they actually committed them when they didn't.
Well, the other thing that happens too is you, especially in radio, I mean, look, we tell stories.
Yeah.
So the story evolves over time to make it more fun or funny or interesting. And then before you know it, it's a whole different story.
Well, and then it's also weird, too, because like we can come up with the inception of like where the club came up with. And then three other people also are adamant that their version is the right version. And you're like, well, maybe it is, or maybe it's my version or your version. Like there's some version of it.
Let's just go with whatever version makes you feel good.
There you go.
I don't care.
Exactly. I have that all the time. I run into people that have stories growing up with me, and they remember like these vivid details and these stories about our childhood or high school or the, you know, the dumb crap I did, and I'm like, maybe. They're like, and I'm like, I can't say that those stories are false, but I can't say they're true either. They're like, I don't know. Maybe they're true. Kind of sounds like something I would do, but I have no idea because I don't remember anything.
Do you wish you remember everything? Like, you, no. Do you wish you were like that?
It's probably for the best.
All right.
Right?
Everybody have a great night. We return tomorrow 3 to 7 here on 105.1. That's right. We're on the FM now. The Fan. Good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.